across, I think, 4 different platforms right now. So we're on Podbean. You could call in. We got 4 platforms right now. We got Podbean where you can call in. You've got both Rumble and Rockfin where we're going to be completely uncensored. And then we're starting the broadcast here on YouTube to show you a story that I can't even read the headline on this channel, John. It's a damn shame. We've got a lot more to talk about. DARPA.
Can't even read the news.
No.
That's where we're living.
There's no way that I could pop. In fact, I don't even want to make it this headline. Like, you know how sometimes I do the big one behind me with the web so everybody can read the fine print? We'll just go with the headline with all 3 of us, and we'll put it in the corner, and I'm just going to read. Many questions remain over false certificates bought by stars, sports personalities, and business leaders. Now, the interesting thing is, of course, it's going to be blacked out in the United States. But this happened in Spain, and I would assume that the number is probably a lot higher than the 2,200 people that actually got investigated. Yeah. As you know, John, a lot of people are probably not being investigated that may have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have to be very careful about how we say this. We will play the video clip on the other side when we go full uncensored, and we circle back to this. But somebody had to toss away 30 million things, let's say doses, vials, because nobody wants them. And this is the CEO of that company that nobody wants. But again, you notice that this is on the Rumblage and this is not on YouTube. So hopefully we don't get kicked off for just literally reading headlines and not even saying the words. I don't like the self-censorship. But that should let people know, you know, how quote unquote Bernaysian safe and effective talking points really worked on people that had a little power and a little sense, John.
Yep. No, people aren't as dumb as they want to believe they are. So a lot of people said no.
And that's the thing. You know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, well, the people that do this or do that, they deserve what they get, right? They deserve what they get, John. And I'm like, who are you to judge?
It's always going to be a ripple effect. It's not like you're not going to be affected. It's not like something bad isn't going to happen to you. It's not like the economy is not going to crash or your neighborhood is going to go ghetto and you're going to be unsafe. Like, it's not what that means.
Listen, I look at it this way, right? We're not going to be right all the time. And I want somebody, listen, if there's a train a coming, and for some reason I can't hear and I'm about to walk across the tracks, I want someone to be like, whoa, buddy, don't walk across those tracks.
Look both ways.
Yeah. Hey, chief, maybe I'll pull on your shirt real quick. You know, I want that. And I don't want to, chastise those that went along with the whole thing. But I hope that those that shamed others are starting to get the picture that that was, in fact, the wrong thing to do. And there were plenty of people out there that were paid influencers that were paid to champion these things, right? Actually on the payroll, plenty of media also on the payroll. And it should really make people take a step back at where we're going, John. And, you know, one of those stories that I want to talk about too, because, you know, we talked about those 30 million doses. Well, Switzerland just destroyed 600,000 of them. Okay. And look, they didn't have the stringent lockdowns that a lot of westernized nations did. And somehow they came to that conclusion. So again, we're not giving any advice. We're reading headlines here and we're going to let the audience.
Interesting headlines.
JohnFitch.net, before we get really going, guys, because we got a bunch of stuff to go over here. JohnFitch.net is where you can find everything. And John, one of the stories we're going to be going over, my man, because this is Mixed Martial Mindset. I think I've got a great video on Learn to Fight for you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell people about Learn to Fight. Tell them about the John Fitch.
Okay, so Learn to Fight. If you're watching on Rockfin, I release a Learn to Fight every Friday. And then that Learn to Fight goes live on YouTube on Monday. So a lot of you guys can check the new one out today. And today I break down examples of self-defense situations or street fight situations where people made, you know, good or bad decisions, what they could have done to stay out of those decisions and out of those fights. And, you know, I kind of want to use them as a warning that you need to prepare, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know when something bad could happen. And this one today was an example of this, because there's a, you know, there's been a breakdown of law in a lot of blue cities, especially around public transit. And this was a crazy person on the subway. And it didn't go. Did you see this? It was live. It was viral kind of this last week. Guy snatched up a girl's hair.
Oh, I did see that. We played it on the air. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody did anything. No. There's a large man sitting or standing, you know, directly across from him. He could have punted the guy pretty quickly. But like, yeah, nobody said anything. Nobody even voiced any concerns.
And you know what? Someone in my audience,
society's going to come to save you.
No,
it's not.
Well, you know, the person prayed. You could hear him praying, you know, Jesus Christ while he's filming it. And, you know, listen, I'll say this. The guy did let her go and then went crazy and did some other crazy stuff. But there's another video out today. It doesn't show you what the run up was. Same New York City subway, folks. That's why we did the New York City crazy video yesterday. Basically, this guy tried to apparently sexually assault a woman on. And this time, one guy had him in a full Nelson. And as they're escorting him out of the train, they're just beating him. You know, there's another guy punching him in the face. That's how wild things have gotten, okay. You know. And those are direct reactions to the policies that are now in place. And we'll I want to talk about
Gotham. It's like become Gotham. It's crazy.
And meanwhile, they want to disarm people. You know, it's almost I had such a funny video queued up, bro, because I wanted to go. But you brought up
anybody who talks about gun control as a viable option to anything is not a serious person. They're not a serious person. They're not looking at any numbers. They're not looking at any experiences. They're just fearful and emotional. It has nothing to do with logic or reason. There's what, 500 million guns floating around the U.S. They don't even know where the location of 3/4 of them are, probably. And a lot of people who own a lot of them, and they don't keep them in one place, and no one's ever going to know where they're at. You can 3D print guns now. You can go to Home Depot or Lowe's and find enough components to put together to make a firing gun. It's a fantasy to think that America could be without easily accessible guns. Cat's out of the bag. It just is.
Look, more and more, they're trying to obviously demonize guns. The story about the woman in West Virginia who actually used her permitted pistol to shoot and kill the man who did went and get an AR-15 and start firing at a crowd. You saw this story, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, and somebody posted some numbers because people were saying, oh, this is a rare case that somebody with a gun actually saved somebody. But Obama, they crunched the numbers, and they came out with a lot of numbers they didn't like. And one of the averages I remember was it was estimated between like 1,200 and 8,000 lives are saved every day because of self-defense with a firearm.
Absolutely.
That was Obama's numbers. 1,200 to 8,000 per day are saved.
I mean, again, and you look at this, right? Let's bring it up. I wonder if this is him at the CDC there. And here's the thing. Like, you can find this. Woman killed man who fired rifle into party. Notice it's a rifle. It's not an assault weapon. You know what I mean? Yet it's the same AR-15. And look, I don't like to play the colors game, right? But when everything is white supremacy and we have this first shooter that's a white supremacist, you know, he's got the Black Sun symbol just a couple weeks ago over in Buffalo. Now you have this Hispanic shooter. They're not blamed up as white supremacy, but they're going with the AR-15. I just want to say crazy comes in all colors, everybody. And this was a black man that grabbed the AR-15. You know, and quite frankly, I don't know what the color of the woman was who shot him. But look how they frame it. Look at the media coverage on this. And all of a sudden, they don't want to demonize the AR-15 so much because maybe this doesn't fit the same profile that the media is trying to portray as they do it. Okay. You know, there's other big stories I wanted to go over, John, since we're talking about schools and school shootings. They arrested this kid right here. He's 10 years old. Apparently, he texted his buddy and he said he had bought in, he had four assault rifles and that he was going to commit a school shooting. Obviously, it was fake. Okay.
Yeah, this kid doesn't look strong enough to carry assault a rifle.
So look, I'm not saying you don't take this kid aside, you do a psych eval on him. You talk to the parents. I think that's important. You get a beat on what's going on in his life, that he would even joke about this stuff. You see what the reality is on this thing, right? Like how dangerous it really is. You don't perp walk the kid. Okay. They perp walk the kid.
As the sheriff of Lee County, Florida.
You know, I wanted the video of him. I watched the video earlier of them perp walking him. Here it is right here. Okay. So look, man, you know, this is not the way to handle it. Why? First of all, if this is real and you really think it's a real threat, right? You don't want his face out there. This is a minor. Okay. I shouldn't even be showing this, in my opinion. All right. And number two, to arrest somebody who hasn't committed anything but a joke, right? Because of this heightened scare factor around guns, real consequences. And look, there should be some real consequences. Maybe he gets suspended for a week. Again, all those other things I talked about. But the idea you perp walk him out of there and act like he was really going to kill, he's a 10-year-old kid by himself with no plan. Do some real investigations. Because plenty of violent, this is in Florida too, by the way. I don't like any of it. I think it's absolute insanity. Okay. And as we talk about absolute insanity, John, in schools, I wanted to talk about this. All right. And look, I'm going to say it again. There is no need to be sexualizing children on any level whatsoever. Yeah. Did you see the Iowa drag show that I covered this week?
Unbelievable. I saw somebody dance around on a stage at a high school thing. Nope. I don't understand these parents putting up with this. They just must not know at all.
Well, most of them don't. And that's why we had one of the Iowa moms out of Des Moines, the same ones that were behind getting the mass off the children, right? I had her and her husband on the show. That's exclusively over at the Rockfin, by the way, guys, because I don't think we were starting to rumble and we were obviously banned from YouTube. So if you want to see that, you need to, because it's pretty unbelievable. You got basically a male strip show with guys in drag and they're bringing up children who are teenagers and they're wearing provocative outfits. You know, this has no merit and no reason to be in a school. I was talking with them.
You keep it in your bedroom.
Look, I don't want it part of the school system. I don't want it part of anything that's taxpayer funded or where my kids go to learn, period. At the same time, John, let me say this. On the same side of the spectrum, I wouldn't want there to be a Hooters wing night where you come in and all you have to do is be in high school, 13 years old. And it's not like, because if you want to take your kids to Hooters, I see it all the time. Families goes, hold on. Hooters wing night where sounds the girls, awesome. They don't even serve the wings. This is it. They get they're up on dancing, stage.
Gyrating.
Listen, they get up on stage and they dance like those men did. I wouldn't want that. Yeah. I would think that's over the top. I think that's probably negative for my child to start then thinking that, you know, women are things and, you know, going to an extreme and that these are transactional purchases and all of a sudden de-emphasizing human relationships. There's a time and a place for everything. And I'm not trying to come down on people that are in the sex industry or that go to strip clubs and all that other stuff. But if you want a healthy, real human interaction with somebody, you probably shouldn't be groomed at an age of 13 to look at them, not only on television and in media, but in real life, person to person as a sexual object. That's all I'm saying. I again, what happened when I was a kid, it was a bunch of people riding around on dirt bikes doing tricks. Those were like the after school programs, or they brought in like a Christian rock cover band group, or it was Dare and an improv group. You know, there had to be some kind of merit that you were coming into school and doing this. It was the Nutcracker. It was a play. It was not a male drag strip show, John. And now they're getting it into another level with even younger people with flashcards for four-year-olds. This is preschool about colors. Where it's a woman with a man who's pregnant. That's something that we, you know, learn your 3 and 4 year olds with colors.
He might just be fat and diabetic.
Okay. It's really. a separately colored lesbian couple with their son in the middle. Okay. Now it's a diverse Arabic Hindu gay man with their daughter. And then it's a black lesbian couple for yellow, where one is pregnant and the other one's holding it. What is this? This does, you know what they used to have for these colors? Fruit. It used to be like fruit and vegetables most of the time, right? It was like fruit, vegetables. Like, there'd be like for the purple, it would be a grape. The grapes are purple.
Man.
Yellow would be a lemon. And now it is.
It's like, homeschooling is like on the rise big time.
Well, when you see stuff people, like that, how could
more
it
people
not
are pushing for school choice also? You know, why should the money go directly to the school systems when it can go to the parents, and then the parents can choose where to send the kids, and then the money goes to the schools that the kids get sent to, and that forces the schools to compete with each other, and they'd actually have to be good?
Bro.
School choice, where it's at.
I'm with you there.
Homeschool.
So moving down the line, Fitch, okay, before we get to the uncensored part of the broadcast, and again, we can talk openly about the stories we could barely read the headlines on. That's why you want to Rumble and Rockfin. Rumble and Rockfin, baby. Rockfin, Rumble, Rockfin. And by the way, you can call into the Podbean. We are live there as well. So this is actually really great news. We will see what happens with it. British prosecutors will seek to formally extradite Kevin Spacey from the U.S. to face charges of sexually assaulting 3 men in London and Gloucestershire between 2005 and 2013. Now, let's not forget that some of his alleged victims ended up dead after the fact. You know, so, you know, they haven't said that it's actually happening. But I would, can you imagine if they treated Kevin Spacey like half as bad as they treated Julian Assange? Like, can you? I mean, think about that, really.
Julian Assange is releasing secrets, so Kevin Spacey probably has a lot of secrets he keeps.
Well, again, you think about it now, you've got the British authorities. These are the same ones that, in conjunction with the Ecuadorians, drug him out of an embassy after there were plots on his life via the CIA. Okay. Sheldon Adelson and his, front Israeli intelligence group, kidnappings, British intelligence, all over the place, right? All these things are real. And then they drag him out of the embassy and put him in Belmarsh, you know, one of the worst prison systems out there, and basically have been torturing the guy. But we got to we don't know what to do with Kevin Spacey. Wait, should we extradite him? I don't know. There's a lot of guys saying he undergrundled him. I don't know even the extent of these assaults. Who knows? Maybe it's not just alcohol. Sometimes people get drugged. I mean, can you imagine the nightmare?
Maybe.
Let's take it back, John. Let's just imagine this nightmare together. Let's have a Kevin Spacey nightmare. All right. So it's like, it's pre 9/11, John. Me and you were in our early 20s, right? It everything's great. Late 90s. The Kevin Spacey we know, okay, is the usual suspects Kevin Spacey, the 7 Kevin Spacey, and the American Beauty Kevin Spacey. It's pretty happening.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty cool, right? Like, those movies are great. So you're at a bar. Nobody has a cell phone. where you're living it up. People are still smoking in some of these bars.
No cameras.
No cameras anywhere. So it's getting to the end of the night. You end up meeting Kevin Spacey. Bunch of people are hanging out. Everybody seems cool. You're like, wow, this is great. We're going to go to an after party. You get in the limo or whatever. Everybody gets in there. You're in the after party. And then the last thing you remember before you wake up is you had a drink that Spacey gave you and you were with a bunch of people. You wake up buck naked. Your ass is sore like you've never been before in your life. And you got the guy, Kaiser Soze, smoking a cigarette maniacally after having his way violently with you. What a nightmare. I mean, what a nightmare. Maybe the worst night of your life. Maybe the worst day of your life. Who knows? You know, I mean, I'm not saying that's what happened with these guys. I'm just saying, wow, that would be maybe one of the worst.
Pretty bad night.
I mean, the only way it gets worse is if you like substitute that not only like you wake up and it's Spacey maniacally having a cigarette, but then all of a sudden out of the bathroom, a naked just putting on a bathrobe, Harvey Weinstein walks out just like with an even bigger cigar.
Gross.
I couldn't help myself, folks.
Hollywood.
Listen, I think I'm hilarious and you gotta... You gotta go hard on the dark stuff sometimes. With that being said, we are going to get extremely serious on the other side. Okay, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk about those things we can't talk on YouTube, but I wanted to do this because I think that this is great. I think John should give you a sample of Learn to Fight, where this gentleman is stalked and then attacked and mauled by a kangaroo. Listen, he doesn't give up the fight, John. I think you're going to be very proud of how he closes the distance and gets the takedown. So here it is, before we go over to the other side, and we're going to get off of YouTube. Remember, Rockfin, Rumble, and you can call in over at Podbean during the end of the show if you like. So here you go. You got a gentleman running out, and that he's pouncing, and now he's squaring up. He's coming back around. It's
the head. Stick. Oh.
And now he's trying to get away. And you got to remember, these guys got claws, man. So he's he's latching on with those claws. And there it is. He gets the takedown.
Got the takedown.
And he stays on top. He doesn't lose his cool. Well, break that down for my audience before we go over to Rockfin and Rumble. What are your thoughts? We'll play it again from the top.
Yeah, he's trying to get away. You need to have some basic level of cardio, folks. He just fell over from being fat and not being used to running. And then he has a tree right there. He should have put that tree in between him and the kangaroo. But, you know, he was getting mauled, so he went to force the clinch, took him to the ground. Sometimes that's what you got to do. So you've got a nice mount situation here.
I think that was a good way to close out the YouTube end of the broadcast. Like I said, guys, good stuff. Rockfin.com/Jason Burmis. All the documentary films are free. You want to financially support me? Buy me a coffee. It's in the links down below. That's how you can do it. We're doing multiple videos a day or trying to. Remember, we got kicked off for this presentation. You can watch over on Rumble. I'm going to be speaking again at the Reawaken America Tour, this time in New York on August 13th. I'm very excited to be doing that as well. The infowarrior.podbean.com if you want to call in. We're still streaming there. And don't forget to Rumble. We're trying to grow on that platform. We actually have to pay money to live stream. So we're trying to at least make $25 a month on Rumble. If we can do that, we can keep it. So that being said, YouTube, we want to talk safe and effective. We want to talk 2,200 people doing what? Let me tell you what they're doing, John, now that we're off of YouTube. They're not taking the shots, and they're getting fake vaccination certificates so they can ride on planes.
And man, like, I know I called this a long time ago, that anybody with money or connections is going to do this. anybody. Like, you're telling me that people don't have, people get illegal prescriptions from their doctor friends and people all the freaking time. You know, Michael Jackson used to get all kinds of crazy prescriptions. You're telling me they're not going to get a piece of paper that says you already got a jab?
And again, this is minutia, right? Who knows how many people did it in the United States? Who knows how many influencers took money to promote it and then got fake certificates? Okay. Yeah. And I can't even say the word vaccine on my damn show. Okay. At all. I can't say mRNA. I can't say vector. I can't in part talk about transhumanism, all these things. It's wild. And then I certainly can't play this clip, which I promised you we'd play, of the Moderna, which again, Moderna partnered with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agencies, on mRNA shots to stop pandemics, both natural and biologically released. Remember, they did this. No one wants your Defense Department shots, and they had to get rid of 30 million of them.
As Seth knows, we're now throwing those into the garbage. It's sad to say. I'm in the process of throwing 30 million doses into the garbage because nobody wants them. We have a big demand problem. We right now have governments. We try to contact, not only Seth, who is doing great work with his team trying to get demand into the countries, but also we contacted through the Washington's, the embassies in Washington, every country, and nobody wants to take them. And so the change we have now is a very different situation than we had 2 years ago. The problem we had 2 years ago is there was no mRNA capacity in the world, zero.
No, the problem was that you were going to force regulations on us based on taking your hate and lies fucking shot.
Nobody trusts you. Nobody trusts you. Nobody's going to take something from somebody they don't trust.
Let's keep playing it. Again, so now he's saying the supply isn't the problem. It's the problem. Nobody believes us or wants this. Even though, again, we covered it on this show. Safe and Effective was a talking point. They never advertised it, except for when they lied or said the data suggests, in other words, they were using manipulative terminology, that it stopped the spread, right? Infection, that it stopped the disease, okay, at all. Or, and the big one that they tried to say is that it stopped hospitalization or death. That was all lies. When they told you that it would lower the rate of hospitalization and death, that was all a lie. All of it was a lie. So again, this guy's pissed that they got to get rid of 30 million and not one country wants it.
The situation is very different today. Moderna has 3 billion doses of annual capacity. Pfizer has 4 billion doses at 7 billion doses. And the Chinese don't want the vaccines of mRNA. So if you just take the Chinese population out, you have more than a dose per person. And as we just discussed, the issue in many countries is people don't want vaccines. In the US, people don't want vaccines. Around the world, we have a lot of people who don't want the vaccine. That's the problem Seth and his team are working against. So we don't have a capacity issue around the planet. It is not true. It was true 2 years ago. It's not true today.
So, I mean, he's laying it out for you. Literally nobody wants this shit. Literally nobody wants it. And yet, you know, you were like the blight of society if you said that.
Yep.
The blight of society. And now they can give it to everybody. And nobody wants it. Okay, great. So I wanted to take some calls. We're going to end up going right now. We're going to go to good one and starts Beasonly. So I'm letting you know whatever you got to do so that it doesn't, reverb in the back. You will be live right now. We've sent you the invite. Okay, you're on, buddy.
Hey, Jason.
How we doing?
Hi, this is Annie from Austin. And I was really amazed when you were talking about Assange and way back in the day when you were there with the various independent investigative journalists and then you got back with Alex.
Mm-hmm. So, you're talking about the Zero Dark Tony. You're really low, by the way. But we are hearing you. You're talking about the Zero Dark Tony interview that I did yesterday where I talked about how I was with the Action for Assange journalists in D.C., and I'm, you know, I think this is after he'd been extradited via the Ecuadorian thing. And there was kind of like this pop-up InfoWars event and that I had booked at the Omni Hotel. And then you can go watch the video where Alex Jones crashes me and Dew's interview.
Yes, that. So I was one of the people that had called Action for Assange, and I was like, I would really love to get Luke out there with you guys because this is huge. And I said, I am so, so, so glad that Luke got out of New York. And I didn't know you were there too. And they're like, yeah, Jason got out too, and Jason's here. I was like, oh, praise God. I prayed for you that day. I was so happy you and Luke were clear from there. But is there any chance you and Luke might do some more work together?
I hope so in the future. You know, Luke actually, so right before January 6th, I ended up staying at Tim Pool's house on January like 4th, and that was a Luke invite. So we talk behind the scenes sometimes. I love Luke, man. I think he's down in Florida right now. You know, he's in that RV. So, you know, I always wish him the best, and I'm not sure. Yeah, I think this is how we're going to do it. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, and send out my best to everyone on your end in Iowa Rocks. I'm from Chicago, so that is a really wonderful place for you to be, especially now.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate the call. We're going to go to D Sackets. Let's see. We sent you the invite, D Sackets. Are you on there as well? All right, D, you're on.
Hello, Jason.
How we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Did you hear about the Iran digital ID for food?
No, tell us about it.
Yeah. So Iran started a digital ID for food recently.
And this would be kind of almost along the same lines as what India did with their biometrics program, but also what I've been talking about with the World Economic Forum, the World Food Program, and them locking it into the blockchain via your biometrics.
Yeah. I mean, people who say, oh, Russia versus Ukraine, the left usually right now, oh, Putin is doing the right thing. It's a psyop, both sides. Humanity is losing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely do. And that's why we don't really try to take. We're no Russophiles at any time. But at the same time, you've got to see what NATO's doing. That doesn't make Putin the good guy. And really, the vast majority of these people in leadership all have a vision for a new world order, and none of it really.
And people don't remember, Jason, sorry to cut you off. People don't remember. Clinton's put him into power.
Absolutely. So, yes, this is it. The Islamic Republic of the World Food Program and the digital ID rollout. 1 million refugees are registered in Iran. And this is, you know, I think we're going to end up playing that now that you brought it up. We're going to play the blockchain slavery World Food Program. Thank you for that tip. That's why we're taking callers, everybody. You know, this is good stuff. I love it.
Yeah, China's the model. China is the model everybody else is striving to be.
So let's see. Let's find the refugee video. And so this is how this is what the World Economic Forum is pumping out there, guys. Another big one for me is we're going to be doing a watch along with this, but Davos in 2020, forget about now, they were talking about when humans become cyborgs. Okay, let me repeat that. Humans become cyborgs. Okay, so let's play this right now. We want to not block off John. Sorry, we were doing another broadcast before. But this is a refugee camp that runs on the blockchain. Okay, so when we're talking about the World Food Program and Iran's signing on, this is the kind of thing that they want for the future and why they want to utilize blockchain technology as part of your digital, biological, fourth industrial revolution identity. Oh, look at this. They shop at supermarkets without physical money. It looks awesome. Oh, they look into the camera. See the biometrics, everybody? Oh, there's an iris scanner for the World Food Program accounts. And again, let me thank you again for the tip. Well, that's what this is, the World Food Program. Let me repeat, the World Food Program. And over at the World Health Organization this month, again, I want to show people this because I do think it's important. See, look, I'm on a green screen, everybody. This is Health for Peace and Peace for Health. And it's all about climate change. You notice that it's not Mother Earth anymore, John. Mother Earth has a mustache. So it can be, you know, transgender as well. It's got the recycling on its shawl. It's got the wind power on its shawl. They want you all on this system. Okay, this biometric blockchain system of global governance and tyranny. Make no mistake about it, as they move into this transhumanist future. So here you, oh, look at the great food lines. They can find work through the blockchain. Oh, and everybody's digital identity can be stored. It's great stuff. Oh, no need for paperwork for passports, exam certificates, or financial histories. And remember, what kind of certificates did all those players just get fake? You know, the what kind of certificates were those, John's? John? Vaccine? Yep. Were they?
Ponies. Yeah. Ponies, vaccine.
Hmm. Yeah, medical histories too, then too. Yeah. And look, you look at what's happened. Hostile or seized governments. Our government's hostile. They've been seized. So this World Food Program going in with Iran, okay? And it's going into the blockchain, and it's going into this global governance system where you won't need a bank account or cash. We'll just put your credits directly in there. And then you can go to the slave markets, okay? For humanitarian aid. It's
your debt is tied to your biomarkers.
Just forever. It's a great idea, right? It's awesome. I want to give more power to these people.
Any of your distant relatives in the future. So, oh, you have DNA from this person who had this much debt. You'll have to pay 10% of that debt.
I don't want a consolidation of power. I don't want the Internet of Things turning into the Internet of Bodies. I don't want centralized control. I don't want a DARPA-driven society. And this right here, John, what's DARPA been up to? You know, we talk about the space warfare a lot. We talk about the transhumanism a lot. We talk about that, but we should also be talking about the subterranean challenge. So this this happened Wonderful. Last month. And
this tremors.
So what this is there were all these teams, and there were actually $1 million prizes. Okay. So these teams had these subterranean tunnels, which they hid 40 artifacts for, right? It started in 2018, and they got a bevy of the different technologies that are available, from roadster drones to the DARPA dogs from Boston Dynamics, to different types of air drones, etc. Okay. And they each had an hour to go through this terrain, which then gets mapped like this via the sensors on the robotics, like something out of Alien, right? And basically who wins. So they talk about this and the representation. And basically, you know, it's how, this is Tim Chung. He's now the program director over at DARPA. And, you know, he talks about how it's kind of, you know, how much autonomy can we really give the machines without humans being somewhat in the loop? What happens when humans get disconnected from the loop and the machines have to go straight AI, etc.? Mm-hmm. And it just shows you with the real world technology that's being mass produced, right? Not even the stuff that they have underground that's in prototype level, the stuff that's been commercialized, how close we are to a future where many of the jobs are automated. We're already seeing that huge right now, that AI begins to take over not only our health systems, but our police forces and our education systems as well, right? So you have all that going on. And then what they've been talking about, a universal basic income to further erode our humanity as they sell us on Neuralink and other technologies where we're supposed to merge with the machines, John. I just love the look on your face like when I do these things, but I mean, look, I'm not DARPA. I'm not the one with the subterranean tunnels, right? This is actually happening, folks. To a more upbeat story, since this is Mixed Martial Mindset, and there wasn't a lot of mixed martial arts this weekend. I actually watched some KSW. Mm. I watched Pujanowski.
I did see Pujanowski did beat Michael Mertala.
Yeah, I literally caught the Pujanowski fight and the main event, which I think was a woman's fight after that as well. or no, actually, that was the main event. There was I caught some BYB boxing. And then I watched the pay-per-view boxing match where the dude got knocked out in the Barclays Center. And then there was a false active shooter scare after the fact as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was a high profile place. Madonna was there, you know, multiple sports stars in and out of boxing, really high profile thing. And that all ended up being Johnny Nonsense. But you look at it and like the culture now with all this stuff going on, you know, it's taken away from the sports. I was watching PFL. They don't even have live shows. They're in like an Apex Center. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about the future of fighting, especially? Do you think you're going to see more PFL stuff?
Well, I mean, some of that's cost too. You know, it all comes down to cost because these guys, they're not trying to compete with the UFC. Mm-hmm. They understand that UFC has the model for making money off of live shows, and even they understand, you know, the effort that it takes to put those on. So it's just, it's the market. They make more money doing the little closed circuit fights and broadcasting it. It's where it is.
And the UFC is doing the same model as well. You know, they're getting all those viewers and they're not having to put on. What I don't understand is how are they not turning a profit even at 3,000 to 5,000 people fight night stadiums? They've got to be. You know what I mean? They're charging enough for the tickets. There's always a good turnout. Maybe they just don't want the road show and the oversight, and they feel like it's just more cost effective. Maybe not money wise, right? But the profit doesn't make sense.
Energy, yeah.
Yeah, for the time and energy, because now they're probably putting a few hundred people in the Apex Center as well, right? They're selling VIP tickets, and they probably just, it's a no muss, no fuss thing. I thought this was an interesting story because they've already tried to kind of bring it up, but basically Kamzat Chimaev is with this supposed Chechen warlord, and he's back there and he's training
and everybody. With well, you got to understand one, that a lot of MMA journalists are super lefty, you know, and this guy's on their target. This dictator, I guess you'd say. But, you know, I've had this conversation before. Like, you know, if you can say that anything that Obama did was better, you know, bombing children, killing a U.S. 16-year-old U.S. citizen. I don't know. I think they're all criminals. So for an athlete to cozy up to one of them, I fail to care.
Here's my thought process. All right. Right now, they're kind of trying to, at least in the public mind, revisit the old, you know, Rocky 4 days, where Russia's the bad guy, America's the good guy. If I could change. Right, but they want that.
It's the weirdest thing, though. But it was communist Russia. It was the communist part that was bad in those parts. But they're just trying to leave that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing.
It was just the Russia part.
They can't do it in real life. This is the biggest star in MMA right now, other than Conor McGregor. In my him and Islam Makhachev, they're tops. You know, and after he just had that war with Gilbert Burns, that only accelerated his stardom. No one's booing this guy. Right, you can't make him into the demon because the fight game in reality, it's not.
He's having his little buddy relationship with Darren Till. Everybody likes to.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, man. It's not like, and I realized there wasn't as much tension during the Klitschko brothers era in boxing with the Russians, but there were plenty of American fans of the Klitschko brothers because they could fight. Right, no one cares. You know, they like the gimmick of Tyson Fury and the Gypsy King. But, you know, tell me somebody who didn't become a Tyson Fury fan, who didn't really know about him and was just a Deontay Wilder fan and watched those two guys box. Of course they did. Yeah. You know, fighting transcends all that Johnny Nonsense. And it kind of gets back to what we like to talk about here. It's that this is a battle for humanity. And the bottom line is humanity doesn't give a fuck what flag you fly or what country you're from. If you're the best of the best, they just don't care. You know, or if you're entertaining, any of that stuff, it transcends all that stuff. And fighting is one of those things.
Yeah. You win or you lose.
It's pretty much it. It's pretty much it. So, guys, we talked about the vaccination IDs. We talked about Moderna tossing $30 million in the can. We talked about nobody wanting them. Fitch, you want to let people know where they can find your stuff, what you got coming up, and are you doing any personal training videos? Any road shows?
I'm available for privates if you're in the San Jose and surrounding Bay areas. I've been working on my Fitch Smash Strength program right now. I got delayed a few days because my laptop took a poop, but I fixed it. And I'll get back to editing. So that should be in the next few weeks. I should have at least that done and a couple other programs probably for some wrestling, either for gi or no gi jiu-jitsu. Got them coming.
Excelente. And folks, remember, we are on YouTube for now, although they constantly ban me. I could use a subscription. Remember, all the documentary films are free. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade the Motion Picture. I want you to get them. Share them. We are on Rumble. We are on Podbean live right now. We took callers. That's why the Podbean app is cool. You can actually call into the show live. And I want to thank those callers for your support throughout the show and getting the word out there. And then Rockfin, $9.99 a month, $99.99 for the year you hit subscribe on mine or John's. And then you get everybody's. It's a great way to support us that way as well. Fitch, we'll see you next week for some Mixed Martial Mindset.
All right. I'll check you guys later.
Later on, everybody.